Welcome to UBP Podcast. My name is Olivier Merriam. I'm Senior Investment Specialist at UBP. And today, we're discussing UBAM Bell Global Mid-Cap Equity, a key complement to broader equities. UBAM Bell Global Mid-Cap Equity has been live for 7 months, and its assets under management now stand well above the $100 million mark in US dollars. At the end of August, the fund had returned a remarkable plus 19.05% since inception in February, net of fees for the IC share class in US dollars, generating a 9% excess return versus the MSCI World Mid-Cap Index over that period, as per chart number 1 of the flash note. We believe UBAM Bell Global Mid-Cap Equity brings unique diversification benefits within an equity allocation, which are summarized now. 1. High growth potential. Global mid-caps, which MSCI defines as the bottom 28% of the market capitalization in developed countries, and today translates into a 0.05 to 49 billion market cap range universe in US dollars, usually show stronger rebounds after major crises compare with the broader market and growth and value styles, as can be seen on chart number 2 of the flash update. Due to their high potential nature and strong earnings leverage, global mid-caps represent a valuable long-term proposition in a recovery scenario post-COVID-19. 2. Less valuation risk than large-cap growth. With a forward PE ratio of 20 times, global mid-caps are much cheaper than their large-cap growth counterparts, which are trading at 30 times. Given the currently pricey markets, mid-caps are probably one of the last areas within growth equities where the balance between fundamentals and valuations is relatively untouched. 3. Quality as a style. Our strategy focuses on SMID companies whose high-quality scores are based on key variables such as high ROE and ROA, stable year-on-year earnings growth, and low financial leverage. Given the wild extremes experienced at both ends of the style spectrum over the last 10 years, along with the expected increase in market volatility, equity investors are seeking quality-related strategies that can deliver more consistent alpha outcomes over differing market cycles. 4. Mid-cap as a sweet spot. While the strategy's exposure to the global mid-cap segment remains flexible over time, the investment team runs a concentrated portfolio of 40-plus high-quality names with a mid-cap bias. While this mid-cap positioning offers much better liquidity than the smaller end of the spectrum, it also provides a fertile ground of companies showing strong fundamentals such as return on capital or EPS growth. 5. Best-in-class track record. Our global mid-cap expert, Bell Asset Management, has 18 years of experience in mid-cap investing. Its standalone global mid-cap equity strategy, which has existed since 2016 and is managed pari passu with the UBAM portfolio, has been a consistent alpha generator over time, as one can see on chart number 3 of the flash note. The strategy exhibits first quartile return and risk metrics versus its peers. 6. Strong ESG credentials. UBAM Bell Global Mid-Cap Equity is labeled Article 8 under the SFDR. It also has a AA rating with MSCI ESG and 5 globes with Morningstar Sustainability. At the end of August, the portfolio had 82% less carbon risk than the MSCI World Mid-Cap Index. As we may enter a mature bull market, quality corporate earnings streams and durable valuation floors become paramount. Our UBAM Bell Global Mid-Cap Equity Fund offers this quality at a reasonable price attribute. Our strategy can be an efficient complement to other growth asset classes by showing less valuation risk than large cap growth, less absolute risk than emerging markets, and less liquidity risk than pure small caps. We hope you enjoyed this podcast. Feel free to contact us for any questions or visit our website, ubp.com.